Louisa is referring to the threat of radiation carried away from Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. For some in the United States, the situation there is reminiscent of an emergency here 3 decades ago.
Radiation has been detected as far as a mile away from a nuclear power plant that was shut down this morning due to an accident in the plant's cooling system. The plant is near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Tom Kaufman is the spokesman for the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry group based in Washington, D.C. But on March 28, 1979, he was in his second year of training as a plant systems operator at Three Mile Island when a stuck valve led to that plant's partial meltdown. He joins us now to talk about a world few people see and a situation few will ever experience. Welcome to the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, based on your experience at Three Mile Island all these years ago, can you imagine what it must be like at that nuclear power plant in Japan?
I think the conditions that they're facing there are far more severe than what we faced at Three Mile Island at the time of the accident 32 years ago.
And that's a day that probably is always stuck in your mind. I'm wondering if you can remind us where you were when you were offsite.
The incident started early in the morning, around 3 o'clock, and I actually arrived for work about 6:30, and as I was processing through security, I could hear the station emergency alarm droning on, and I knew something was amiss. Plus, the cooling towers weren't putting out as much vapor as normal, so I knew the plant was shutting down. And so I went directly to the control room, and I could tell something was different.
Take us there. What was that?
Because there were a lot of alarms going off. The people were hustling. There was more extra people in the control room. And so I stood there for a while because I didn't want to distract the operators. I waited till I got one's attention.
Well, let's look back at what was actually going on. As I understand, the main feed water pump stopped running, and that prevented steam generators from removing heat. And as a result, pressure in another part of the plant, the nuclear portion, began to build. What was the biggest danger at that moment?
Well, what happened was the pressure built up. And by the way, this incident at Three Mile Island was solely the result of human error, unlike Japan. Now, at Three Mile Island, the heat built up in a reactor, and after a matter of hours, it got so hot that it actually caused a good portion of the fuel to crumble, some of it to actually melt, flow, and re-solidify. So that took a matter of hours. Then once they realized that they needed to inject cooling and they started pumping that in there, that's when we started to see things trending in the right direction.
Water from the river there?
No, they didn't have to take it from the river. They actually had tanks that had a backup supply of cooling water. Once they started injecting that, they were able to get the cooling. Now, the thing is, though, because they had damaged the fuel that affected the flow through the reactor, they did have radioactivity in the containment structure. Hydrogen had gotten into the containment structure. There was actually an explosion of that hydrogen. They had to vent some radioactive gases from the plant. And, of course, this information is getting out to the public. The governor at one point called for an evacuation, and I think that was the right thing to do. Now, because of all the lessons that we learned from that accident, that's probably one of the most studied accidents in the history of this world. I mean, that was a game changer. I always felt it was like a hard, cold slap in the face of the industry that really woke it up to the fact that safety has to be its number one priority, and it is to this day and will remain its number one priority.
At the height of that situation, in the early morning hours, mm-hmm. before you really understood what was going on, was it understood within Three Mile Island plant that everyone would stay no matter what, as long as it took?
No, it was, we were doing our jobs. We were able to monitor the radiation in the various areas. We were able to track that. As a matter of fact, that was part of my initial job. And those levels kept rising within the plant. And we sort of moved back from checkpoint Alpha to checkpoint Beta to checkpoint Charlie. And then we staged in the control room. And while there was slightly elevated levels of radiation in the control room, they had protections. Plus, they had full power as well. They had electricity. They were able to control things from the control room. So it was fully functional. In Japan, they have no electricity in the control room. So my impression is dark.
Tom Kaufman, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us. Tom Kaufman is with the Nuclear Energy Institute. He was a plant systems operator at Three Mile Island back in 1979. Today, Three Mile Island reactor number 2 is permanently shut down. Reactor number 1 is still operating. Both will be decommissioned when plant 1 expires.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.